With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. We're with Jennifer Gers, the Chief Development Officer for the Erie County SPCA. And Jennifer, this, first of all, I kind of joked to you right at the start of this that if finding a parking spot here was the indication as to how successful the radiothon went on Thursday, it obviously is a huge success. Now people are wondering, with all the donations that have come in, what does the money go to?
So the money goes to support all of our programs and services, but the Radiothon has been an important part of our fundraising for years now. It's the 15th year of the Radiothon, and it's raised more than $2.5 million for us. And I think we're still trying to teach the community that we are a 100% community-funded organization. So everything that we do is only done because of the donations, and the Radiothon is a huge part of that. So anytime we're going out in an animal rescue, anytime we're getting an animal ready for adoption, we're presenting our humane education programs, we're sending therapy dogs out to various locations in the community, all of that's being done because of the donations that come through, like things with the Radiothon.
What are some of like the surprising costs? You know, like people think when they come to the SPCA, okay, you know, they'll have to have X amount of pounds of cat litter, they'll have to have dog food. What's the big, I guess, surprise cost that you think people don't realize about the SPCA?
I don't know if it's, I guess it would be a surprise, but if you think about your own pet and veterinary care, I think that's really a surprising cost for people. And I think that people, when they adopt from us, think, oh, well, I just paid an adoption fee, so I've supported the SPCA, now they can adopt out more animals. But what we put into an animal prior to adoption is so much greater than the adoption fee. The adoption fee maybe covers a quarter of what we put into those animals. So between the spay and neuter surgeries, because everyone is spayed and neutered before they leave here, vaccinations, just the general medical care, if they have any extensive medical care that's needed, all that really adds up. We're fortunate in terms of like food and litter that we have a sponsor that provides all that for us. But, you know, animal rescue and all that investigation work that we do, being in court and cases that can go on for months and months and months, all of that really adds up as well that I think people don't think about.
And I'm somebody from the outside. I think, okay, the SPCA, here they are doing things like buying food, buying cat litter. But since you guys already have a sponsor, that's taken care of. Interesting, though, that there's a lot of stuff outside, like the court costs that you talk. You know, how you talk about wanting to constantly educate the public about what you guys do. Is that something that you guys still need to continue to do, is educate about things that are like the litigation, the animal rescue, stuff of that nature?
Right. I think people don't know a lot about the animal laws that we work under. So we do try to educate a lot about that. A lot of times people want us to do a lot more than what we're able to do because of the laws that keep us from doing more than maybe we want to do sometimes. So we are always educating about that. And I think there's still kind of some misconceptions about what an SPCA is truly meant to be, that we're not doing animal control type of work. We're doing the other stuff. After an animal's been sitting through its stray time, then we're trying to find it a new home, or we're going out to rescue an animal that is homeless and doesn't have any other means to find a home.
You could recap Thursday. How do you build on the success of what happened?
I think it's really about getting to know our donors after the event and forming a relationship with them and letting them know what their donation did accomplish for us throughout the year. So we're constantly in contact with our donors throughout the year to say, hey, if it wasn't for you, we couldn't have done that. So we're constantly trying to find new partners, whether those are individuals or corporations in our area, just people who love animals that want to be a part of what we're doing.
You follow up on those people. Well, what about people who maybe on Thursday didn't get a chance to donate? They couldn't find time out of their schedule. Is there a way that they can donate Friday and beyond?
100%. I will never turn a donation away. Our website is always available. It's yourspca.org. There's many different options to donate, different programs that people can give to. They can give a one-time gift. They can give a monthly gift. And then we're always here at 300 Harlem Road in West Seneca. We're always taking donations any way that we can get them.
Anything else you think people should know about donations and what you guys do here?
I just think people need to know that when they donate here, it really, truly is making a difference, and it's going towards the care of these animals. And I've seen lives changed here, and it really is a remarkable thing. I've been here 16 years, and it still makes me feel super good to know what our community is doing for us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.